This is KCUR 89.3. For many people, watching the twists and turns of this year's national healthcare debate has been nerve-wracking, and not just for those with health problems. The Affordable Care Act has made it possible for many aspiring entrepreneurs to pursue dreams of owning their own businesses without worrying that they won't be able to get health insurance. But the threats to end the ACA have created uncertainty about its future. And as KCUR's Alex Smith reports, for some, that's putting the brakes on business growth.
Stinson Dean of Independence, Missouri, owns his own company. He buys Canadian softwood framing lumber to sell to lumberyards in the U.S. He's used to risks, the ups and downs of the market, but when he started his company, he laid down a firm rule.
One of the things I wasn't really willing to risk was the health of my family.
Did the train go slow or did it go fast?
Go fast!
How fast? Did it go really fast?
Dean is the proud father of three young children, two girls and a boy. And playing with them in the front yard before dinner, he and his wife Stephanie talk about the possibility of another. In May of 2016, Stephanie was pregnant with their daughter Julie, and Stinson was working as a commodities risk consultant. A few months before a baby's due date is typically not the time for a big career move, but it also happened to be when the lumber market appeared to offer a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to buy low and sell high. Encouraged by the availability of affordable insurance through the Affordable Care Act, the family took the plunge. Stinson quit his job and started his company. Around downtown Kansas City, condos and hotels lately seem to be springing up overnight. New construction here and elsewhere around the country have boosted Dean's business far beyond what he imagined. He's now ready to expand, to bring on three or four new people, but there's a problem.
There's a huge unknown with the ACA and what that's going to look like.
While Republicans in Congress haven't succeeded in their vow to repeal the Affordable Care Act, they and President Trump have made clear their distaste for the law. All of their replacement proposals have provided far less generous coverage requirements and subsidies than the ACA.
What that's doing for me is preventing me to convince folks who are in a similar situation to where I was, in a nice corporate job, making good money, with great benefits, with kids, convincing them to leave that to work for me.
Although repeal and replace efforts have stalled, the president has threatened to cut subsidies paid to insurers for covering sicker, more expensive patients. That strain, on top of already unstable insurance markets, has made Dean worry if decent insurance coverage will be available in the long run for him, his family, and potential new employees.
Maybe there is in 2018. What about 2019, 2020? So these are the questions I'm being asked by these folks I'm trying to recruit. I don't have an answer for them.
Exactly how the ACA has affected entrepreneurs and job growth is still unclear, according to Dean Baker. He's co-director of the progressive-leaning Center for Economic and Policy Research based in Washington, D.C. There's been a sharp increase in entrepreneurial activity since 2013, when the insurance marketplace started, although Baker explains that many factors, not just the healthcare law, have influenced that growth. But Baker says the ACA has helped entrepreneurs by leveling the playing field in competition for hiring new talent. Prior to the health law, entrepreneurs had been at a disadvantage compared with larger businesses, which are much more likely to be able to offer insurance.
Once their workers are able to get insurance through the exchange, much of that disadvantage goes away.
Baker says uncertainty is poison for any business, but all the questions about the ACA's future have made 2017 especially toxic for entrepreneurs.
They're sitting there with some trepidation saying, okay, how does this work out? Where are we a year from now? Where are we 2 years from now? And presumably, at least some of them are going to be putting their plans on hold.
All right. 2x4, I'll start with 2x4 8s through 20s.
Okay.
501.
In his small office, Dean takes a sales call from a buyer looking for lumber. He says that the lumber world, once again, is opening up some big opportunities. But unlike last spring, when he started his company, he may not be able to take advantage of them because he can't attract new people. It's possible that November 2018 will see more ACA-friendly lawmakers elected to Congress, but Dean says that's too far off for him. He worries that he may be missing out on his chance to go big.
I don't think I can make it till midterm elections in 2018 to see some certainty as far as repeal, because they could bring up repeal for the next, until then. I can't wait that long. to have certainty.
For now, Dean will be watching as Congress considers a short-term fix to stabilize the insurance markets. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.